Rebel sign. Oh, yes.
Explain any different form of healing that you've been talking about.
Okay, we've covered those. Okay, now, let us get to the last bit of heal. Okay, and that is the setup. The ritual. The healing itself. That we've created the environment. We have the individual that is willing. We have soothed them. It is a problem that needs addressing. Now, normally, in indigenous populations, religious practices, and the healings, the faith healings, there is the head shaman, the head healer, the head doctor. And their purpose is to focus and direct the mind of the individual that is being healed. And to manipulate energy flows within the person and to address the ailment itself. And we have set up with our religious, physical setup. We have our bed, our altar, our circle, our square, our candles, our fluorescent lights, whatever. We have the patient. And we're sitting beside them or before them or to one side. With our
clean fingertips, clean hands, clean clothes, clean mind, clean tool, and clean environment.
So, we start the healing, which we will cover next time.
Okay.
Okay, any questions?
Now, what about the patient? Should the patient be clean?
If possible, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes it is not possible.
I mean, you can't clean them, or just the area you're going to be working in? Maybe?
Clean the area that you're working in most certainly, without a shadow of a doubt. But let us say you come across a vehicle accident. And you're going to try and help as best as you can until more qualified people arrive on the scene.
Well, a proper healer will have at least something to clean the area with them.
Correct. So you cannot clean the patient, just the area.
Right. I've got that.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd clean the area.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Next question? Okay, now why do we start off with clean fingernails, clean hands, etc.?
Because you start from the outside and work in.
Not quite. Because it is something that you start off with. What is the first thing that you use when you approach a patient?
Your hands.
Correct. And 9 times out of 10, what is the first part of your hands that touches the patient?
Your fingernails.
Correct. So we start off with the most important, right, which is
your clean fingernails.
And then your clean hands. And your clean clothing.
Right.
And your clean tools. And your clean mind. And your clean environment. That's why we start off with our fingernails. Okay, hon. Okay, Russ.
Hello, Mom.
Greetings once again. Kara's healing dissertation and explanations apart from her little bit of impatience with you not getting it in the correct pattern, and her leakage is all acceptable. Because it is important for people to see that you do make mistakes and that you do learn from them.
Right.
So, when editing, do not change anything in Kara's dissertation concerning the process of the clean fingernails, the clean hands, the clean clothing, the clean body, the clean mind, the clean work environment, and the clean tools.
All right.
That all stays in the sequences that Kara has stated them, with the importance ones being stated clearly. Any questions?
None at all.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I suppose we better put on the next person.
I know we have more time to play with than we expected.
Mm-hmm. Just watching the chronometer up here carefully. Okay. Okay. I talk, you talk.
Okay, it works for me.
Okay. Topic of discussion. Some of things my favorite.
Okay.
Seventy 70% of body is water.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid in all things being important. Remind me long time of at home.
Mm.
Long time I've got. Hmm. You wish to talk to me, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Talk you must.
Okay.
Or I talk alone to myself. People think that one that talk alone to themselves is on a different frequency of existence.
No, one who has lived as long as you have has much to impart to those who haven't lived that long.
Yes, but when talk alone to oneself when no one around, people think one is, as you might say, on a different frequency of existence in a deranged consciousness state. I'm not quite sure what the word would be.
That would be in English mad.
Ah.
Or insane. But it has come to my attention that oftentimes we are our best company. We often speak to our higher selves, twin souls, others who help guide us.
Yes, twin souls. Hmm.
You have a twin soul?
Not conscious at this time.
Ah.
Waiting for me.
Mm. Higher dimension, possibly?
Not that aware of.
Ah. Well, you have met my twin soul.
Yes, your twin soul requests me. Drag me up from my little glass building. Away from my plant with my can plugged in.
Yeah, she would do that. Hmm.
Of help, how may I be?
Of help, I look for help in understanding the plant world and the entities that assist in its growth.
If mobile, I could help better. But without mobility, I will explain way best I can.
Thank you.
Plants and entities or spiritual beings of a, lacking the word to explain, what mean I?
We call them devas.
Explain.
Devas, a non-visible entity of a dimensional frequency that we cannot see.
Oh, Churan.
Okay. That works for me.
Churan.
All right. And their assistant. Churan.
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 Spiritual entity inhabit many interdimensional, at the same time, time perspective of Churan. An hour, eternity, a thousand year, a blink of an eye.
Correct.
Ah. Yes, Churan.
Okay.
And attracting thereof importance for inhabiting. Most difficult for short-lived mortals. But certain appeasements, soothing environments, creatures that inhabit frequently in area will attract Churan of like being. Example, best I can, of you call feline domesticus?
Cats.
Repeat.
Cats.
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 Cats, yes.
Yes, felines.
Felines, correct.
Devas that are of playful nature that like very little felines will come, are most flighty. Blink of an eye, here, gone, there, back, thinking. Playful. But to attract Diva that is more sedimentary, it's important to create space for Diva that appreciate, to call Diva. Diva, correct?
Yes.
Easier for you to understand than Chiron.
Yes.
Okay. Diva, it is.
Thank you.
Diva calling. Many different way on story from my youth. First calling of Diva. Great friends gather new land for me to develop. Young. Mighty young. In your counting, being of 15 summers. Long time ago. Think hard on this. 70% water. Yes. Many friends gather. Older, wiser. Young boy of 15 summers. Clean, big area for can't recall how many friends. Pity. Must be important. Clear area. With a holy rocks. Little tiny rocks. Not quartz. Do not know where.
Okay.
I mark big round about. Big round about. Mighty big round about. Enough for friends to sit or stand within. We wait till sun go down, having inscribed on ground mighty round. Lighting two sacred lights on pathway. Third sacred light lit within the rand. Sacred light being fire.
Mm-hmm.
Friends and I walk down. As leader or the caller, I walk in front. We walk in and wind round. We call the blessings for the divas. Percent water, feline not. Unlike human, 70%. Interesting.
Interesting.
Hmm. With two fires marking pathway, I lit third central fire. We walk down and wound up ramp. We join hands and walk around central fire, calling the prayer of the Sharon, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
Each person, cool. Sit down, young lady. Distraction. Thank you, do I. We call the deep. We offer gift to central fire. In essence, fire burn to create cloud to give to Diva.
Mm-hmm.
We sing holy song. We tell each person of story. We ask blessing for the land. We ask blessing for a harvest of good. We sing praise of the Diva. We clapped. We unwound round. We walked back through two fires. And we commence celebration of offering. Land beautiful that year. Great harvest of smell, taste, little plants, do not know word in your language.
Okay.
Add flavor to cooking.
Mm.
Add flavor to air. What group of plants?
Herbs.
Repeat.
Herbs.
Herbs.
Herbs, yes.
Sit down, please, lady. Little young. She jumped up and down like question. Okay. We celebrate the giving of the Diva. After quarter orbit of sun,
mm-hmm.
We repeat offering with twin fire, central fire, and ram. Friends gather and offer gift for coming of collecting of the plants. Repeat many times over many years. One day, wind in quiet part of garden where trees are ramped. Garden now growing. Growing also am I with first love of beauty, not just past and attraction. Sit in garden, beware. 140% water in total. But odd thing happened in secluded area where no wind. Wind come. Feeling of comfort come. Sharon here. Feeling of joy. Finally, after passing great time. Sharon. Happy. Garden bloom wonderful. Creature that not come before come down off hill. Move into area. Stay out of holy spot. Many years have passed. Spot now holy within the garden. A retreat for Chiron. Also entrance for Chiron. End story.
Thank you very much.
Young lady, sit down. Question or not? Now go away, I.
Okay. Farewell. Thank you very much.
Frank.
Hi, Tia.
Yeah.
Bouncing up and down, were
yes,
you?
Yes. Very something I notice.
What?
Very important. Something that I notice.
What?
I have to excuse my excitement.
Okay.
Ask Mark about Beltane.
Oh, I know about Beltane. I also know about now the circles in England and Europe.
Yes, but his description very similar to what Mark and.
Sure, very similar and very much the same results.
Yes, I wanted to ask him. I wanted to tell him.
Well, you have more chance to tell him than I do.
Mm-hmm, but it popped straight into my head. It was sort of like, oh, I've seen that.
So you go down to the garden and go tell him anytime you want to.
I don't get to go down there very often.
Anytime.
I don't have a temporal warp displacement unit.
Make time out of your busy schedule.
I will try.
Have them all give you a break. If you want, I'll ask him nicely.
Frown!
Greetings, Russ.
Greetings
once again.
Morning. Was that nice enough?
She is very busy, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
She even takes work home with her, unfortunately.
Mm, that's not good.
No.
Very important little story there.
Mm-hmm.
Keys to many different historical events that we've been working on lately, in fact.
Yes. Kara and myself thought that it would be, with Kara's help, to set everything up. Very important to put that on the internet. Looking at that, everything is acceptable.
Oh,
everything
easily.
Goes...
It's all on Sirius, but it can be taken anywhere.
It is a Syrian religion, a
mm-hmm.
Syrian festival, calling the Diva,
sure.
Or the Chiron.
Very good. Good
mm-hmm.
stuff. I'm very impressed.
Yes. It was...
He was so lucid.
But you got him on the subject that he likes.
Oh.
Outside of his field, his mind will wander.
Oh.
As it did occasionally.
The other night, yeah.
And occasionally whilst talking to you.
But not much.
No.
In comparison.
No, not much in comparison. Because you had his attention on his passion.
Right.
If you had said the wrong question or made the wrong move, he would have wandered off on his own. His mind would have wandered. Okay. I will return back to our fancy ring mistress.
Thank you, Amal.
Okay.
It's always informative.
I will hand you over to the next speaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What up?
What up? Well, Tia's talking to... Oh, that's what she wanted. Okay.
No, she's telling her story.
No, no, she wanted to take... She left her bag at home.
Oh.
And she just asked Kara for a tampon.
Oh. Good story. You ever been involved in these little ceremonies?
Not the calling of a cheer on for the garden, no.
Have you witnessed them?
Not for the land, no.
Oh, what did you witness them for?
I was invited to one of... it's different than a diva of the land. It's a diva of sensuality was one that I've witnessed. And a calling of the ocean. And I was also invited to, it was like of the land, but not quite. It was for once you've actually got me on a word that I can't think of.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty unusual.
Yes.
There's only so many certain things to describe, you know, physical existence.
Well, it wasn't so much a physical existence. It was a spiritual nature. And I really don't know what you would call it. It was the linking of a middle self and a higher self, bringing together. It was for somebody that wasn't quite complete.
A joining.
Yes, not a physical joining. It was a spiritual.
Right.
Bringing a person more into tune with themselves.
An alignment?
It was more than an alignment. An alignment suggests bringing them together. It was like a joining, but meshing together. Bringing them, weaving them into one whole person. It was either that or the person broke a big, big taboo.
Oh.
And the problem was that she was a sub-superoperant.
Oh.
And you know what happens to some sub-superoperants?
Mm-hmm.
They implode.
Right.
So what we did was we brought her into tune and brought her together with her higher and middle self, and we pushed the lower self down, and we had a diva help.
Oh.
We went to a holy place and we brought her to the holy place, and we did the whole entire thing, which was in her behavior, she was very much like Bunny. But not as confident. She used it for a different purpose.
Oh.
To be accepted.
Oh.
Because she was a sub-operant, she used her body to be accepted by the peer group that she wanted.
Oh. I've seen that before.
Mm-hmm. So, when I figured out what her problem was and what she was actually doing and the fact that she was a sub-superoperant, being quite a few years older than her at the time, I was able to suggest what we did using my coercion. And that was a very interesting moral discussion I had with myself. The moral problem of the coercion was it right to interfere in her life? Was it part of her life to implode?
And was it right to stop her?
Correct.
And what was the final answer on that?
Well, I felt that it was right. And I still think it was right, even though she latched onto me for a long, long time. It was like I couldn't go anywhere without her. You know, if she'd been an astral traveller, she would spot me and I'd feel her watching me.
So how'd you finally break the connection?
I seduced her.
So that when it breaks, it's a little more stronger.
She wasn't that way inclined. So I seduced her. I used my coercion and seduced her. Not very strong.
But wasn't that a negative use of your coercion, or was that just to help her?
It was to help her.
So you could get away with it.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those, again, a moral question. And it was something that fascinated her, but she had no sexual interest in it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be actually a good ending to that whole entire story.
Yeah.
Because you helped her, you helped her when she was dealing with, and therefore you did good.
Mm-hmm. I was actually sleeping with her sister at the time.
Hmm.
She didn't know that, though.
Right.
We kept it very quiet.
Hmm. Okay. Well, what else can we go through that we can actually put on the webpage?
I don't know. I think I did pretty well last week.
Yes, you did. And I can start with the first part that we went through.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's up there somewhere. Okay, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Next Monday. If Spirit Web is up and operational.
Which we can't guarantee at this point.
Mm-hmm. The topic will be who we are.
You as yourselves and us as ourselves.
You as yourselves. Because Fia and myself feel that it is important to address the who we are or who you are.
Okay. So that should be called who you are.
Yes. Because that would lead to problems.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we said who we are...
I guess you're going to start a self-explanation.
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, the topic title would be better of where are you going? Now, where have you been and where are you going?
Okay. Well,
we'll discuss that between the three of us up here.
Okay.
The three of us being Tia, Mark, and myself.